Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. So happy to have the Colonel Bruce Hampton joining us live from Studio A today. Welcome, and so great to meet you.
Thank you for having us.
We're going to hear the latest. He's been, you know, you've had working on so many projects throughout the years and been touring for 50 years or better. And we'll hear a little history, a little bit of what's going on, and all sorts of stuff today. And they're going to start us off.
Pharaoh's Kitchen.
All right, let's hear it.
Thank you.
town, doing the samba. Anyhow, I said, let's go down. The Pharaoh's kitchen. Sweet.
It's Colonel Bruce Hampton joining us live from Studio A with Pharaoh's Kitchen, starting the session off there live. And we've got a couple more from the group today, and they're going to perform tonight over at Woodlands Tavern with the Resistors. And, Colonel Bruce, you've been with so many bands throughout your career, and who's joining us today, first of all?
Who's in the band?
Yeah.
Or who is the band?
Who is the band? Tell us who you're... Young guys
on release program, but on drums, Adam Goodhue from Boston on drums. And yesterday we have Cincinnati's finest citizen.
Right.
He had a proclamation of what do you call it? Cincinnati's finest. Got the key to the city yesterday, and
nice.
In the audience was the mayor, the city council, and Emilio Estevez.
He's a Reds fan.
And I can't make this up, and I usually do. And so he got the key to the city, and Rick Lawler from Parts Unknown on guitar.
Well, thank
and
you
vocals
all for being here.
Singer.
It's really a pleasure, and I can't wait to hear some of the stories. I know there's many out there, and I guess tell us, we'll work backwards and where it all began. I know a nanny took care of you in your younger years and sang blues music to you. Do you remember that sort of stuff being sung to you when you were little?
Where was that from?
What, from your nanny that took care of you? Is this true?
Yeah. Oh, okay. You saw the movie.
No, or, I didn't, but
somebody said it. Yeah. Oh, something like that. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Okay. And you didn't follow in the footsteps a lot of your of the lineage of people going to West Point.
I went to a military college.
Okay.
Was thrown out. So
what did
proud
you do?
Of that. But then I joined GEMA, Georgia Emergency Management Association. I get people out of hurricanes in Georgia, and it's a great job because there's never been a hurricane in Georgia. So I am in
easy work
charge
there.
Of that.
Now, how'd you choose these guys to be on your current tour with you?
Ways and Means Committee. I don't know. It collapses into place.
Okay.
One and one is two, but what's one? I don't know. It's confusing always.
Now,
they were on the side of the road, and they had this mustard they were selling.
Oh, good. Stadium mustard, I hope. That's the best.
So y'all played bass and guitar and got in and...
And here
like
you are.
They love mustard.
Mustard sales have declined.
Yes.
All right. Well, Colonel Bruce, tell us about the first group that you worked with and the Grease Band.
Grease Band, yeah. That was actually the second. The first was called the Four of Nine.
And oh, okay.
Six people in it. And we were managed by Freddie Blassie, the great wrestler, if you remember, classy Freddie Blassie. And the Hampton Grease Band started in 67, I think, and played a lot in Ohio during the day in the 60s and 70s here. And played Cincinnati. Are you from Columbus?
Yeah, well, Mount Vernon, about an hour north of here.
Yeah,
but I'm
yeah.
a Reds fan, like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that matters to you,
we're
Colonel.
Cincinnati over here.
But Cincinnati, we got Cincinnati in the
he's
house.
From
so.
He's Mr. Cincinnati.
With the key to the city.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear another one. Colonel Bruce Hampton and the fellas playing live
featuring
for us.
Featuring Rick Lawler
today.
Here.
What's this next one you're going to do?
It's called I Ain't Your Buddy.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah, you are. You're her buddy.
Well, every time I walk into a gas station, somebody goes, hey, buddy. I just look like a buddy. So I'm angry about that. Indignation.
Ain't your buddy, brother, Everywhere I go.
Hampton, live from Studio A, and they're going to perform tonight over at Woodlands Tavern, and we'll do a ticket giveaway after this next song that they're going to do for us, and well, tell us a little bit about what we're going to see on, or hear and see, well, you can see for yourself when you go there, but what you're going to hear tonight, a little mix of old and new, or new things that you guys are working on together as a band.
Well, I'm trying to get it down to three songs.
Okay, yeah.
And I figure if you can get it down to three and do them forever. We're going to play some country music tonight. I'm not sure which country.
You'll get a lot of this tonight at the show, too, I imagine. Well, you've been on the road for 5 decades. I'm sure you've seen some funky things from time to
just
time.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Anything crazy, the craziest stick out for you?
It's, yeah.
That you can
just
say on the air?
I've seen Washington monuments fly over the car and cabbage turn into milk. And
well, that's pretty funky.
And other weird stuff.
Yes. Okay. Well, basically, Frightened just came out. The DVD. Is that still available? I know there was a limited
edition. It's available on Amazon.
Okay.
Right. It's called Basically Frightened.
And it's with
what? What's your number one Basically Frightened of? You have no fear. You're perfect.
Oh. Well, gosh, you should come here more often. Well, there's a lot of things, but it's not about me here today. It's about you. And, well, your favorite experience on the road with, well, you're so well-known and respected as a guitarist. Guitarists who you've played with that really, you know, kind of nudged you to even play better, which is impossible, I know.
Guitarists that...
Yeah, like some of the guitarists you played with as a young, when you first started out.
I got to open for B.B. King a lot, and Freddie King, and...
Cool.
Who else? T-Bone Walker, and just, you know, goes on and on, list is forever. And
so you used to sneak into clubs as a young kid.
I was 16 years old, and we went to a place called the Royal Peacock Club in Atlanta, and I hid under the stage. And every night there would be, you know, Otis Redding opening.
Wow.
And then B.B. King would come on, and then Jackie Wilson. And there'd be three acts for $2 in a 400-seat club. And they would do, you know, they'd play till 4 in the morning. And I rode a moped 10 miles with no helmet and parked it by the club with the key in it and walked up. And those days are gone.
So did you ever get caught?
No, not really.
Yeah.
But my parents, I would go out at 11. They'd be asleep by 10. And it was my high school education. And... you know, it beat school. I made 4 F's and 1 D on my report card,
yes.
And the principal said I was spending too much time on one subject, and I was last in my class, so I was thrilled with that. But I got
Number
a college education, getting to see Solomon Burke, Percy Sledge, everybody, and I wish there was an urgency and a tonality in the music today that doesn't exist when they were playing.
Wow.
And there was reason for every note to be there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just not different times, you know.
Right.
But it was just thrilling to have done that. And the second gig we ever played, we played with, my manager was Otis Redding's manager, and he put us at a Georgia Tech fraternity, and Otis came at, we opened, and they came out, and I just said, you know, he was playing bass at the time with the Johnny Jenkins, and I just said, no one's going to top that. You know, I was 16 years old, and I said, I better get another job. I thought that's how it was done by everybody.
Wow. So that, I mean, of course, you snuck in to see Otis Redding, and then you're managed by the same manager. Well, how old was that? Was that the first group you were in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long did that last with that relationship?
For the manager of the group.
Manager.
Till he died in 2006, Phil Walden's his name, and he had the Allman Brothers, Otis Redding, Little Richard, Billy Bob Thornton, on and on and on.
Yeah, Billy Bob Thornton, talk about your acting career. I know you did the work in Sling Blade.
Yeah.
Tell us a little, give us behind the scenes of that whole encounter.
Well, when he wrote it, Billy did it, he was working for the Arkansas State Department, and he was out there cutting grass with a sling blade. It was 140 degrees, and you know, he just said, I'm having a nervous breakdown. I'm in Arkansas, and these trucks are going by, and I'm cutting with the sling blade. I'm cutting the grass with a sling blade. And that character developed one afternoon. And he wrote it all down, I'd say 15 years before the movie came out. Okay. And so he wrote and wrote, and there were characters around town that were like that. He's from Malvern, Arkansas. And when he sent me the script, I just went, this is too good to be true. And the people were putting it, you know, it was supposed to go right to video, and I just went, this is a masterpiece. How can you possibly let this escape,
yeah.
You know?
So how did you first meet Billy Bob? Through the management? Same management company?
He was a drummer in Arkansas in the 70s, and he supposedly stuck Bill Clinton with a drumstick, and Bill was playing saxophone. No, that's not true.
I don't know what to believe with you,
Mythocracy is what we're dealing with here, but you got to have myth.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you guys here today. Thank you so much. And
thank you.
Oh, absolutely. They're going to perform tonight over at Woodlands Tavern. And we'll do a ticket giveaway after this next song that they're going to take us out with. It's Colonel Bruce Hampton. You can catch him tonight at Woodlands in Grandview on 3rd Avenue. And thank you so much again. What's this last
thank
one you're going to do? You're welcome. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to play right now.
Basically Frightened.
All right.
It's the name of this decomposition. I get up in the morning, scared of windmill operators. I know wrestling is real, and the moonwalk is fake. As I go to Alabama, I'm scared of man age. I said, I'm basically frightened. Scared of cable TV, scared of widgets, scared of Chrysler 300 push button drive. Lord, I get up in the morning, scared of tomatoes. I'm basically frightened.
Thank you.
want to go down south, yeah. I mean Birmingham. I do mean Alabama. An old place, yeah, where the people go to dance the night away. They all jive, baby. They walk for miles to get by. Heading for Tuxedo Junction. Breakfast before we play.